Verulam Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting. This is your host, Tony Rice. Now, I must say, I'm really lucky indeed, because when I think of summer holidays, I am transported back in my mind and filled with nothing but joy. I had a great upbringing, terribly privileged, and the summer holidays were just full of bliss and no stress whatsoever. However, I am very, very aware that for all too many people, the stresses and pressures of life are actually amplified during this summer holiday period. And we can help. And we can help because people like Helen Gray, from Foundation Director from Hertfordshire Community Foundation, are equipped and empowered to provide a service enabling youngsters to get entertained and potentially even actually fed. People do need that still, and it is tremendous. Anyway, I'm delighted to welcome now to Verulam Sports Podcasting Foundation Director for Hertfordshire Community Foundation, Helen Gray. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
Honestly, it's a pleasure. I am, as I say, very, very in awe of the fantastic work that you guys are doing here. Because as I say, you know, I grew up on summer holidays. They were just joy, no worries, no stress, you know, it feels like forever. But sadly, that's not the case for many. Oh, well, that's not the case for all, is it?
No, I think you're absolutely right. We know that there are about 25,000 children in the county living in poverty, and that was actually before the COVID crisis kicked in. So very, very sadly in the county, the number of children who are struggling and families are struggling has gone up. And so we're really, really pleased to be in a collaborative partnership with Herts County Council, the Herts Sports Partnership, to deliver a programme which we've called the Happy Programme. And it's all about providing activity opportunities for children, primarily on free school meals, who are primary school age up to the age of 16, to be able to take part in activities during the summer holidays. And those activities will also provide a hot, nutritious, balanced meal. So yes, it's a really exciting programme. It's funded by the Department for Education.
I was going to build to that, but just cycle back. If you could just repeat that statistic, because it is quite a shocking one to me.
It is, and I think until you've really analysed some of the statistics behind the county, it's so easy to assume, isn't it, that Hertfordshire is universally affluent.
And that's it.
As you rightly said, you've got fond memories of your summer holidays. I have too. But sadly, we knew over a year ago that there were over 25,000 children who would be classed as living in poverty here in the county.
I'm guessing as well that that hasn't gone down any.
No, you're absolutely right. We know the number of children on free school meals is going up. It has gone up. It's not at all surprising it's gone up. You know, more families are really sadly falling into poverty as they're suffering the ongoing consequences of COVID. So yes, this programme is really, really timely, and it can make a real difference, I think, to some children who may otherwise be at risk of holiday hunger, inactivity, and also at risk of isolation, which we know has a knock-on effect on mental health. And of course, this is Mental Health Awareness Week, so you know, it's right to be thinking about that as well.
It's absolutely timely, apposite, and I would suggest vital. Okay, now I love the name of the program, the Holiday Activity Program, because the acronym's perfect, isn't it? It kind of encapsulates what it's all about.
Yes, I wish I could claim credit for it. I think it was actually someone at Herts County Council came up with the name, but no, it's spot on. Holidays should be happy. Children should have a childhood. They should have a chance to make new friends. And obviously, you just don't think any child should have to face hunger. But they do. In 2021, families are literally facing hunger. So this programme seeks to address a lot of issues.
And again, you mentioned briefly that this is government-backed. The Department of Education have provided the funding. Just talk to me a little bit as well about all the other partners that are ensuring this vital programme will be a roaring success.
Yes, so as you said, the funding is coming from the Department for Education. Every county council is receiving a sum of money this year to tackle all the things we've been talking about. So Hertfordshire County Council has got this money it's been down to the County Council to develop a plan to get the money out in an effective way to help families as best as we possibly can. And they've done, a brilliant thing. They've partnered with Heart Sports Partnership and Hertfordshire Community Foundation. We are a countywide charity, but what we do, we know the local voluntary sector incredibly well. We're actually a grant-making charity. So we're quite well positioned to help get the funding out there to enable groups to actually deliver activities over the summer. So what we're really calling for people to do at the moment is to look at our website. We've actually got an open grants program now. The deadline is this Friday at 5 p.m. Yes, May the 14th, 5 p.m. But there's a huge opportunity. If you're a sports group, you're a dance club, a swimming club, a tennis club, and if you provide any sort of activity, it could be an art activity to children, and you would like to support children on free school meals who may otherwise have a really
difficult
time over the summer holiday, please look at our website. All the guidelines are there. We're here to help you with any application, and you literally go online, you complete an application form, and we'll take a look at it over the next month.
Superb, and loving this massively. Obviously, you mentioned there that this is open really to quite a fluid array of providers.
Absolutely.
Schools, businesses, voluntary organisations. Again, a bit of a focus slightly on sport, but again, it's all about that opportunity, providing that time and nourishment to our youngsters. I believe that there are a little bit of a kind of focus in how it must be implemented. Are we looking for a commitment of, is it 4 hours a day, maybe 4 days a week? Can you just explain that a touch?
Yes, that's a really good question. So one of the guidelines from the Department for Education is that we're looking for providers who can provide 4 hours of activities, including the meal, per day for 4 days. And funding is available to provide 4 weeks' worth of activities. So that's what we're really looking for. And ideally, we would love to get applications from groups, companies, schools who would like to do the full four-week programme. One thing, whilst that's the guideline, we do accept that there are groups out there who perhaps support children with special educational needs. And in that case, a four-hour session could be too long. So we are receptive, obviously, to working around how things can best work.
I love that. I think that's the way things should be, because it's focused and there's like a steer, but it's not a closed door.
No,
you're open, and open to be kind of malleable within the fact that institutions are doing great things and could do even more to support those 25,000 needy people.
And really what we're trying to do, our role in all of this with our partners at the County Council, at Heart Sports Partnership, we want to create as many places for children to access as possible, both primary and secondary age school children, because actually that's how this project's going to have the greatest possible impact, if we can provide a really good range of activities suited to children of all sporting abilities, boys, girls, children with any special additional needs. We really want to have the offer out there, and the funding is available. The funding is sort of, we've got a guideline of around £20 a head per child. And we know from the Easter holiday where we've piloted this programme, it does work. Groups, schools, companies have rallied and put on some amazing activities over the Easter break.
I tell you, that never ceases to astonish me. I should by now, having done this for several years, just consider it normal. But the kind of spirit of community that exists within Hertfordshire and the kind of benevolency, I find just heartwarming frequently. And I know if you're listening, you could well be adding value and really, you know, potentially really instilling an opportunity for a fun summer holiday for so many. But maybe you scratch your head thinking, this is sounding exciting, but I'm not still entirely sure it's all for me. Could you give us maybe a case study to illustrate something that's really embrace this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there are lots of great examples from the Easter break, but there was a group called Performance Global, and they put on a football camp in Hemel Hempstead, and 40 kids attended every day for a week, and it was at the Hemel Hempstead Town Football Club. And actually all the feedback we got from the football club was that it was just so valuable for children to have an opportunity to do not only physical activity, but to have a decent meal, and also to make friends, because we mustn't forget children have been homeschooled for a really unusually long time. And just having those opportunities addresses so many social issues, and it will improve a child's mental health, undoubtedly. So,
there's such a clear, undebatable correlation, isn't there?
There is.
Between physical activity, community, and our mental well-being, whether it's into our dotage or in particular our youngsters, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you say, it's for, you know, that's true for all ages. But for this, we're really looking at children, because I think they have had a particularly rough time over the past year, and we're really keen to make the summer a special time for those children.
Hey, it will be a happy one, thanks to this fantastic
well
programme.
Well said, it will be, it will be.
Well, look, this is absolutely astonishing, and I know that we are in the final kind of call to arms. The deadline for applications is the 14th of May. If you've listened to this and it appeals to you, you're just a little curious because you'd like to be a benevolent soul and help out our youngsters, where can we go for more information, Helen?
Probably the best place to go is if you go to the Hertfordshire Community Foundation website. So you can either Google Hertfordshire Community Foundation or visit www.heartscf.org.uk. And I think, as you've just said, you may have children who are participating in clubs. If you are, please speak to the people that organise those clubs and tell them about this funding opportunity. Your children might attend clubs at school. And again, please share this, because actually I think it is a great opportunity and we just want to get the word out there. And as I said, it's all about creating enough opportunities for those children to have a happy summer holiday.
I'm sure many, many will benefit massively from this. Can you just tell me once again and remind everybody about that crucial website, please?
Of course, it's www.heartscf.org.uk. And if you just click on the grants menu, you'll see a happy button. And if you click on there, it's got all the guidance. It's got the link to the application form. And if you do need any support with your application, please, please get in touch. We're really keen to help you get put in a good submission.
Helen Gray, Director of the Foundation for Hertfordshire Community Foundation, I should say. It's been an honour to enjoy your company tonight. Is there anything in closing that you'd like to add or remind us about?
Gosh, what a good question. I think it is just to reiterate, you know, if everyone pulls together and everyone spreads the word, more groups, more organisations, more businesses, more schools, do go and talk to your school, ask whether they'll get involved. I know they've got huge pressures on them at the moment, but really we want to create as many spaces with variety so that all children who want to access some sort of activity over the summer really can. And I think that would be a great achievement for everyone if we all pulled together and do that.
Helen, if you were a politician, you'd have my vote. You made me a very happy man enjoying your company tonight. And I sincerely, honestly wish this every continued success. It's great that it's piloted and proven to be successful. And I'm sure everyone listening can understand that it's a wide array of people who can be involved. And I'm sure many will be clamouring to do just that. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. Thanks.